Have you ever played a game of chance? Is your death worth risking for a great reward or just for a thrill? Is there a way to outsmart and outplay the Grim Reaper? Today we test the believability of cursed games.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
Man, this is so weird. I'm not sitting next to you, like across from your face.
Yeah, Charlie is in quarantine mode.
Yeah, because I am sitting JV positive. I am.
No. I am
coronavirus positive.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, you know, it is, you've been replaced with my cat, Gus. You might hear him scratch the carpet, meow, scratch the back of my chair, scratch the door, jump on the table. All of these things are possible throughout this episode.
Yeah, anything's possible.
He might get a rating at the end of the episode. We'll see.
That's okay. We just got a wonderful review.
Yes, the mermaid review, which is awesome. I always love to see what episodes people are first introduced to.
Me too.
I think if you just find out about the podcast, I think a lot of people probably start at one, but there's always like a certain topic that you're searching for, and if you find us that way, then that would be the one, you know, that you... My goal is for us to be available for every topic that we cover, but that's not always the case.
Yeah, right. I just want to say I'm really comfortable in here. Like, I know I should start the show right now, but, like, I'm really comfortable in, like, this, like, little, like, blanket cocoon I've made myself.
I have no idea what it looks like. We're doing completely video-free. It's like you're a radio caller and, like, hey, XYKZ Bizarre with Charlie.
Like, why don't they just use their video cameras? Well, I don't have one because of the computer I have.
I literally have three screens in front of me, and not single one of them are playing video, so.
Before we start, I do want to say there's a special thanks to YJ Bomb on TikTok. His videos about this, like, topic inspired me to do this episode. Like, he did this, like, whole, like, list of, like, these games you shouldn't play. I was like, that's a really cool idea for an episode. So, I wanted to make sure he gets some credit. And then another shout-out to Ghost the Machine Blog, who had the details about most of these games. It was really cool. I was like, wow, this is just all in one place, huh?
That's convenient.
Yeah, because I kept Googling. I was like, Ghost the Machine again? That's crazy. Awesome. But from there, let's get started. What is a cursed game?
A game that has bad juju attached to it, and you can have worse outcomes than just losing a family game of whatever you're playing.
Yeah, it's more than just Risk. Yeah. Well, I guess it is Risk, but like the board game Risk, I love Risk. Have you ever played Risk?
No.
That's one of my favorites, man.
Nah, it looks time consuming.
It is. I mean, it is. But I like it a lot.
I also can I just say something really quick? Because I realize we're terrible at this because we don't record far in advance, but just enough. I hope everybody had a happy holiday. I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas if you celebrate.
Oh, absolutely,
that.
Yeah.
And I hope you enjoyed our bonus Patreon sampling.
Yes, me too.
It's not gonna happen often. Because we're not trying to rob the value from our patrons. But every now and then, I think it's fun to just kind of show what's happening over there.
Right, yeah. To talk about those things that we have that are extra. And to show more of just a this is content forward, Charlie and Tyler.
Yeah, and you get to meet producer Ben. But anyway, enough about him. you were talking about Risk and other trash games.
Yeah, no, okay. All right, so a cursed game is... It's a game that you, quote-unquote, play that involves entities, like spiritual entities. And
it's
either
like
that
it's like you think it's a two-player game, and then all of a sudden it's like player three has entered. And you're like, wait a minute.
You're like, oh no, I don't have another controller. And that entity could be like a death or a ghost or a certain kind of spirit. And this game has potential to be beneficial to the player But if the player loses, the consequences can be dire.
Oh, I don't have the luck for that type of a thing.
I know. I'm going to ask you if you'd play these games at the end. You got to listen to them.
Yeah, I'll have to know about the reward. Do you remember the first time, and maybe it wasn't special to you, but the first time you were able to play with two scenarios. One, were you able to play with more than two people at one time? And two, the first time you played online with people you didn't know. Do those stand out to you?
I don't remember the first time I was able to play like multiplayer games, but I had a lot of fun like sleepovers playing like N64.
See, that wasn't my generation. I was a PlayStation kid. And for like my birthday, I got one of those things so you could hook up two extra controllers. So I had three friends over, and none of them cared about WWE, but I had some SmackDown game, and I like got all these extra controllers and we were plugging it in, and it was like, oh, this is so cool. But I remember the first time I played online, it was GTA 4, and I was in a car with some guy I didn't know, and I took a digital camera out. And I took a picture of the screen of me riding in this stupid van in GTA 4 with some guy I didn't know. And I'm like, this is crazy.
That's almost sweet. Yeah. Almost. I remember playing Halo online all the time.
Do you talk about the movie Stay Alive in this episode?
No, Stay Alive.
Yeah, so it's a movie. It has Frankie Muniz in it when he was relevant. I think he has trouble remembering things now. And that's not even a joke. That's just a fact.
That's not true. I actually just saw a TikTok about that. It's not true. He does. He's fine.
Good. I'm very glad to hear that. But he's in it. And I think Sophia Bush from One Tree Hill is in it. But anyway, basically, it's you play this game. It's a virtual game. It's a horror game. And when you die in the video game, like the next day or shortly after, you die.
That's an old movie. Yeah,
it's
I remember
2005,
that.
If I remember correctly. But yeah, you die very similar to how your character dies. I loved it at the time. It doesn't quite hold up, but it's a good like you're watching with buddies and friends and popcorn.
Okay, that's not like the games we're playing here.
Okay.
In most, if not all of these games, actually in most of these games, I say most, it's one game is only able to benefit you. The other two are more about the challenge. And it's something that only the entity can offer you in that one game. So there are a lot of games like this, like a lot of like cursed games that you can get benefits from. They're found on Reddit, mostly. But if you're versed in the occult, they'll help you find answers to what you're looking for.
There's also Google. I might recommend it. I know they got rid of Yahoo Answers, but trust me, someone out there is going through something similar. You don't need to play a cursed game, but I'm not trying to shoot it down 8 minutes in either, 9 minutes in, so, you know.
No, I know, but this, like, they'll give you like an extra year of life, or like they'll tell you where your parents are going to die, or when you're going to die, that kind
of
stuff.
But I feel like it's like that, you know, you'll get an extra year of life. But then, you know, right before that year starts, you get hit by a car, and then you're just in, like, a vegetative state for a year. You know what I mean?
Oh, like a genie wish. Yeah. Like it's going to happen, but you weren't right about it, so.
Or the Leprechaun movies with Jennifer Aniston.
Are you going to be surprised? I haven't seen those.
I'm not surprised. And you don't need to see any of them, to be honest.
So I originally had 6 games and how to play them, but man, I was going through the rules, and I was like, I'm just going to cut this down to 3.
Maybe we'll do a part 2 where you do the other 3.
That'd be cool. Yeah, there's a lot of really cool ones. But these are the 3 games and how you play them, and what happens if you win, what happens if you lose. So the first game is a Japanese game called Doramsan, or the bath game.
Hey, do me a favor. Look down at your shirt real quick. Does it scream spooky vibes? Or paranormal aesthetic? If not, you need to check out Loudmouth Threads. Loudmouth Threads is a small artist-run shop. Artist meaning they actually create awesome designs and high-quality merch. I'm a big fan of their new Cryptid Research Team shirt, which proudly displays many cryptids we've talked about right here on Believing the Bizarre, like Mothman, the Flatwoods Monster, the Fresno Nightcrawler, and the often forgot about Dover Demon. If you happen to like horror movies, trust me, you are going to like Loudmouth Threads. We're talking It, The Thing, The Shining, Pet Sematary, Scream, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, It Follows, Hereditary, and more. love all things Stephen King, check out the Losers Club tee. You won't be disappointed. And these are just my favorites. You'll have to check out loudmouthreads.bigcartel.com yourself to see which creepy shirt speaks to you. And for all you bizarros out there, use the promo code BIZARRE at checkout, and you'll get a very lucky 13% off your entire purchase. So head to loudmouthreads.bigcartel.com and use the promo code BIZARRE, and that's with two R's, not two Z's, like I messed up for about 4 months on social media, and you'll get 13% off. Wear your paranormal clothes the only way you know how, loudly, with Loudmouth Threads.
Dorm Sum, or the bath game. And the player starts by entering a full bath. So if you're a shower person, you gotta figure it out. And you can't do this unless you have a bathtub. So when the player is sitting in the middle of the bathtub, they close their eyes and they should start to wash their hair. And while doing this, the player repeats, Dormason fell down. And that's a name, the Dormason. And the player doesn't stop until they finish washing their hair. And the whole time, they must keep their eyes shut. When washing her hair, you should be able to picture a woman standing in the tub. Now, as she's standing there, she will fall, and she will hit her head on the faucet, and she will lose an eye. So you're going to be able to envision this in your head while you're sitting there.
I'm having a hard time envisioning it right now. She hits.
No way.
She's standing. So where do you have to be? So you have to be. Okay. So you're sitting with the faucet behind you, and she has to fall over you and hit her head. Otherwise, she's falling backwards, right? How do you?
She falls face forward into the faucet.
Over you, so, right? Like you're.
Yeah, okay. You're supposed to be facing the faucet.
Wait, so she's to your, she's behind you.
I assume so. Yeah,
this is not as easy as it. You know, I mean, it takes a while to wash your hair if you do it right anyway, so you have time.
All
right, but
Tyler, go downstairs and get your bathtub. You'll figure it out.
Wow, that is downstairs. I'm not ashamed to admit that it's been a while since I've washed my hair. I'm not one of the people that wash my hair every day. I'm trying to have hair when I'm 60, you feel me?
Yeah, I don't do that either.
You shouldn't. You're not supposed to. It's a very American thing.
So after this Dormason falls and hits her head on the faucet, the player will then hear movement behind them. Now, regardless of the tub is in a position where the wall could be behind them or whatever, they're still going to hear movement behind them. And the person should not turn around. And when you hear this movement behind you, it means you summon the ghost. And the person asks out loud, why did you fall in the bathtub? And after you ask the question, the person is supposed to get out of the tub with their eyes shut. And the person should slowly rise without tripping or falling and keep their eyes shut the whole time and get in bed and go to sleep. The next day, they should drain the tub. Now, this is when the game actually starts.
So you don't lose if you slip getting out of the tub?
I think you mess up the summoning at that point.
Okay.
Because you're supposed to not slip. It says specifically not to slip.
You gotta have wide receiver feet. I'm telling you, if I try to get out of the tub with my eyes shut, I'm slipping, probably stepping on my cat, sliding, hitting my head, hitting my head on the faucet, and probably killing myself. Maybe that's what the
game over.
That's what the ghost wants. You didn't even make it through the prologue. We're just teaching you the controls and you died. That's how you know the game.
Yeah.
Game's not meant for you in that case.
It's long, right? That's why I decided, I was like, I should cut these.
I had the invert controls on. That was the problem.
Oh, no. No one ever can win that way. I don't know how people could play that way. Man, I really don't. Like, crazy, it's hard.
Man. Crazy.
All right. So the next morning is when this game actually starts. The player, when they get up, they should have a sense of being watched. And they are. And the ghost of the woman that died is following you. And she's going to follow you and get closer and closer to you all day. And if she touches you, you lose. You die. And if the player feels like she's getting too close to them, they turn around and they yell, tomorrow, which means stop. And this is supposed to like back her off. And then if you don't end the game before midnight, she will find you in your dreams and she will kill you regardless.
So how do you end the game?
To end the game, the player must wait until she's close. And instead of saying tomorrow, they must say kita, which means I cut you loose. And they swing their hand in a chop. And that's how you play the game. And that's how you end it, too.
Seems a little arbitrary. I feel like you wouldn't know in the moment if you won.
I, I think you feel like a release, like she like leaves and you feel it.
So the goal is you have to let her get as close as possible without touching you, but close enough that your karate chop motion ends the game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Before midnight.
Before midnight. Otherwise, you're done no matter what.
What if she just avoids you and you have to find her?
She's not going to do that.
Okay. She's trying to get close to you just so she can get close enough and whisper in your ear that you forgot to get behind your ears. There's still some suds.
Oh, yeah, no, she wants to take you for her own, I think.
No, that'd be creepy if, like, you never knew how close she was, but you knew it was done. If she got close enough that she could whisper, you lose, in your ear.
Uh-oh,
just,
yeah.
Like, you lose. Although,
how do you think you die? It says you die. I don't know what that means, I don't know how you die.
Listen, this was written by someone, right? I mean, this game exists, so somebody had to think of it. Endings are hard, man. If you're writing a movie, the second act is what they call like the desert. It's hard to get through the second act. But when it comes to writing anything, it's hard to do a good ending. So I think just saying you die is like, they get it. You know,
you die. You know, you blow up.
Maybe everybody's just won the game, so we don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe it's like the ring, and they don't explain it. You just get found with a very terrified expression on your face. Have you seen The Ring?
The Ring.
With Samara?
No, well. I have not seen The Ring.
Man.
Actually, that's not part of it. I was so scared for The Ring, actually.
It's
pretty. I didn't want to die. I didn't know if it counted if you watched the movie.
If you watched the film while watching the film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It freaked me out.
No, I think the movie's terrifying. No judgment. All right,
so let's move on to the second game. So the second game is called The Man in the Fields. Now, this game is said to come from the tradition of burning wicker men for a good harvest, and the Bold Taste of History is a website, and they quote Julius Caesar as stating, "Druids used to perform this ritual of human sacrifice by burning wicker men for such a harvest." So this is for how many years Rome was, a long, long time ago.
Have you seen The Wicker Man with Nicolas Cage?
I want to really badly. I haven't seen it.
All right.
I really want to watch. Do you like it?
It's okay. It's okay.
So this game is said to grant the winner physical and financial protection for a year. And that doesn't sound like amazing when you hear the game. But imagine this. Imagine you're like a farmer and you're scared of financial ruin because your crops won't come. And this could be the answer.
What if you'd like just a normal employee and you just slack off and your boss wants to fire you so badly, but for some reason they just can't. They're like, I don't know why, but I like them. I like them for this year.
We'll see how it feels next October.
Exactly. The minute that year is over, he's like, or she's like, or they're like, you're done.
Yeah. Unless they do it again and again. So the game, it goes like this. First, you need to have a backyard.
All right. We just lost everybody in New York and San Francisco, LA, pretty much everybody without a backyard. It's just like,
well, that's okay, because this game is pretty dangerous. Honestly, I wouldn't want anybody to really play it, because it's scary. It's a scary game. Maybe that's just me, who's like an easy imagination. Gullible, you could say. So you need also a lantern to play this game as well. And you start this game sometime after sunset, but before midnight.
So that's like 5 o'clock for us right now.
Right now, yeah, you could do it like 5:30 and be like, oh, yeah, you could start. So a person will go into their backyard and they will face their house. And this is to start the summon. The player has to say 7 times, but who will scare the crows away? And after saying it 7 times, the player should hear a response either behind them or in their own head. And if not, then the summon has failed, and it's recommended that you leave the premises until 6 a.m. the next day. But on a successful summon, the response the player will hear is, that's not your biggest problem. And that's true, because that's when the game starts. You go back into your house and you lock the door. The player will go into a room that has one door. And if anything can be shut in that room, it must be shut. Then the player shuts their eyes. And after a few moments, the player should have a cross and they will leave it in that room. And then the player leaves.
So you need a lantern, a yard, and a cross.
Yes, that's right. And the player will see that everything in the house that was capable of being opened has opened. So like drawers, bags, shelves, everything. The player must shut everything they see in the house by midnight. Now, as the player is going through and shutting things, they may see a man with quote-unquote ashen skin in the peripheral vision. Now, he's not dangerous. He should not be feared. However, this was rule 6, 7, and 8 in the guide I was looking at. The player should not look in the yard. If the player does look in the yard, they need to run back to their room within 60 seconds, grab the cross, lock the door, and close their eyes until 6 a.m. They should keep their eyes shut no matter what they hear
until 6 a.m. And it's okay if you fall asleep because I'm assuming your eyes are shut?
I think I'd be too scared,
dude,
to be honest.
Sitting in your yard, let's say it's 7, from 7 p.m. Sorry, not your yard, your room. Sitting in your room from 7 p.m. with your eyes shut until 6 a.m.? That's a challenge.
I don't know what... Assuming you see the thing at like 7 a.m. you messed up that early, or 7 p.m. you messed up that early. What do you think it says? You think it says stuff in like your parents' voices or like people you know?
So yeah. Quick question. So you said if you try to summon this thing and you're supposed to, what happens if like you do it wrong, you have to go hide?
If you look in your backyard. Earlier,
like if you don't hear a voice.
If you don't hear a voice, you should leave the premises.
Why?
It didn't say why. It said to leave the premises. I assume because you messed up and it's able to be in I don't know. They didn't say why. You're looking too closely.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you had a guess on what you
My guess would be might it would be able to get to you without, like, you wouldn't have a safe room.
Okay, I got you.
And if you closed everything without looking into the backyard and you get to your safe room and you keep your eyes closed until 6 a.m., you win. And then you are granted a year of financial and physical protection.
So you do this, you say this thing 7 times. What is it? What was
Who will sleep in the woods tonight? But who will scare the crows away?
But who will scare the crows away? You say it 7 times. You hear a voice that says it's not your biggest problem. Then you run inside, choose a room with only one door, shut it, put your cross down, and when you leave, everything's open, and then you have to shut it and then go back in your room, close the door, and close your eyes until 6 a.m. And if you do that, win.
Yeah.
It seems like you could prepare for this game.
How's that?
Like, well, you move into a house and you don't move any of your stuff.
Oh, yeah. I thought of that, too. But, yeah, you could definitely prepare
for this game. That's a cheat code right there.
Yeah. But it would still be scary, though. Like, I don't know if I could. The risk factor seems too high for me.
You think it's empty and you go outside and you do it. And then as you run inside, you see a note from your movers. You're like, hey, you know what? We wanted to get this done before the weekend. So here's all your stuff. We even placed it for you.
Everything.
Yeah. Love, Ashley. Home store.
Apparently, like, the man with the ashen skin.
He just has to witness it every time. You have to witness people either fail or succeed.
Well, he's, I guess, like the referee.
He throws a flag.
Well, I think...
he's like, you peaked.
If you look in the backyard, I think he gives, like, the man in the field, I think he gives him, like, the go-ahead.
So what is the enemy here?
He is, like, a scarecrow. If you do look in the yard, you see this scarecrow figure missing a head.
Mm. Did you say that?
No, I didn't say it. I didn't say what he was. Okay. I was going to say this now. And apparently he crawls off of his holder. I don't know. And he gets in there pretty quickly.
So if you do this successfully, then you get financial and health freedom?
Yeah, physical protection.
Physical protection. That's right. You get a bodyguard.
Yeah, it's him.
Okay, boss. Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Charlie, we have to get out and do some more ghost hunting.
Yeah, we definitely do, but where should we go?
Well, there's Bobby Mackey's, the Donovan Mill, or Whispering Estate. tons of places.
Well, that's true. Or we could just watch the new reality investigate those places on YouTube and actually get supernatural evidence.
Oh, yeah, the new reality is awesome. They're led by Cody, an empath and claircognizance, and Sean, a medium and psychic. They have a combined 20-plus years in investigating countless paranormal hotspots.
They are dedicated to both proving and disproving paranormal phenomenon using their unique gifts and equipment.
They're definitely passionate about the paranormal, just like us.
Yeah, except they actually experience it in real life, not just sit around and talk about it.
Beyond investigations, they also offer cleansing services. So Charlie, maybe you should hit them up about that demon cat you're seeing in your house, or all those knockings and threes.
So if you're looking for great paranormal content, which you know you are because, check out the new reality on YouTube.
Again, that's the New Reality Paranormal Investigation Team on YouTube. Once you discover them, you'll be happy with your new reality.
That's lame, bro.
Seriously, check them out. This episode is sponsored by Ohio Hauntings and Legends Podcast. Learn more about them at ohiohl.com or give them a follow on their Facebook page, the Ohio Hauntings and Legends Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Ohio Hauntings and Legends Podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me. There are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
So this last one. This one's called The Midnight Game.
Can I ask you one question
first? For sure, yeah.
Have you, if you go to YouTube and you like search these games, obviously you're going to find YouTubers that talk about these games similar to how we're talking about them. Do you, are there any videos of anybody trying any of these games that we're talking about today?
I was too scared to look, actually.
Okay.
The Midnight Man game. Now, this one is said to be an ancient pagan tradition that would be the punishment for those that would insult the pagans' gods. And I think it can be assumed that this game is also in the same vein of Druidic, Celtic, Irish cultures, because pagan is a very loose term, and I'm going to assume that because it seems similar to the last game, the Man of the Fields game, which I think was Druidic in origin as well. I mean, I'm kind of just guessing because there's no real, like, this is where this game comes from. It's just kind of like rumors about the games. So like the first game, this is more of a survival, not for gain. It's just to prove yourself to see if you can outsmart the entity. Now, perhaps people just do this for the thrill. I don't think I could be that kind of person. No. What about you?
No. What are you going to do? Just brag to your friends?
If there's no gain, would you be able to? Yeah.
Dude, I
don't know.
I'm not good when it comes to, like, I really outweigh the costs when it comes to physical harm.
Yeah, for sure. And these are like the ultimate kind
maybe,
of,
maybe like this is
what's
like,
the point?
I feel like there's a certain age where you become more aware, you know what I mean? Where it's like things you do when you're 14 typically aren't things you do when you're 25, which are things you typically won't do when you're like 35, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the older you are, the more daredevilish aspects leave your life, and the more you like think ahead to, oh, this could lead to this consequence. So I feel like maybe if you're a bunch of like 15-year-olds, and I don't mean that in a demeaning way, I know there's 15-year-olds that listen to us, so. You'll understand in like 10 years. Yeah,
when you're older.
Well, isn't there things that like you wouldn't do now that you probably did when you were younger, just because when you were younger you didn't think about it? Like, it's not like you're. It's not necessarily intelligence. It's just when you're younger, the consequences don't come at you as quickly.
Yeah, I probably drive a lot safer than I did. I know I drive a lot safer than I did when I was 17.
Well, they say your brain doesn't fully develop until your mid-20s, yeah. So I think that might have something to do with it. But I.
It's yeah, my true, mom likes to tell me that a lot.
It's just for me personally, I've known I've become more of a cautious person over time, for sure. I don't think I would have even played these games when I was younger. I mean, I've never even played Bloody Mary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would have to be, I don't think I would like, either. I'd have to be in a really bad situation. And to win one of these games would have to be, you know, like really, really bad. I mean, I haven't seen it, but obviously this is kind of like the premise of Squid Games, right? Like if you're in that kind of situation, maybe.
Kind
of. If it's like health protection for a year, physical protection, like I'm all right.
All right, so let's move on to this game. So what you need to play, you need a needle, you need a wooden door, you need matches, pen or pencil, paper, and salt. Now, the player must start before midnight. The player must write their full name.
So I'm just imagining you order the game, you know what I mean? Like in a box. It comes with salt and a door and paper.
And like a little mini door.
The Midnight Man kit by Hasbro. Milton Bradley's Midnight Man game.
So the player must write their full name on a piece of paper. Or the Hasbro got me. So full, middle, and last on a piece of paper. And then the player pricks their finger and puts a drop of their own blood on the paper. Then the player turns off all the lights in their house, their space. Then the player puts the paper on a wooden door, lights the candle, and puts that on top of the paper, then knocks on the door 22 times. The last knock should be the last stroke of midnight.
Whoa. I don't think I could time that if I wanted to.
I don't think I could either. I think that'd be the hardest part.
It would easily be the hardest part. I would be, I don't know what happens next in this game, but if nothing happened and something was supposed to happen, I would be so petrified that it's like, wait, is it working and it's just going to take some time, or did I miss it? Did I mess it up? Should I do it again? Is it Eastern time zone that we're playing in here? You know, like I would be thinking of that stuff.
I think it's your time zone. I don't know. The player then opens the door, they blow out the candle, and then they shut the door. The player then must immediately relight the candle. And that's when the game starts. So that was all to set it up, right? That was just set up. The player should keep the salt, the candle, and the matches in their hand at all times.
You got two hands, three items, just saying.
Well, I mean, you can keep the matches in the and candle
have,
in
you
one
have
hand.
To juggle them until 6 a.m. and if you drop any of it, you have to dunk your head in the toilet and keep your eyes shut.
Well, yeah, it's kind of the premise. The player should move around the house slowly. And as the player moves, if their candle goes out, they should light it again within the next 10 seconds and continue moving regardless of it being lit or not. If the candle does not light, the player should shield themselves in a ring of salt until 3:33 a.m. The game is over at 3:33 a.m., and then the player may leave their circle and turn on the lights. The point of the game is to avoid the entity of the Midnight Man. If caught, the Midnight Man may do anything from causing hallucinations of your worst fears or even taking out your actual organs. Now, signs that the Midnight Man is close are that of drops in temperatures, soft whispers, humanoid shapes, and your candle going out by itself. And the game is over again at 3:33 a.m. But no one should assume that he is left for good.
Wow, there could be a sequel.
Well, he could come back.
Keep your eyes up for
I think you open a door at that point.
Keep your eyes peeled for part two coming at you soon. But until then, we're going to keep this group.
Well, you open a door at that point.
So, if your light doesn't go out, are you automatically safe or can you still run into him?
You can still run into him, but you should just go a different direction. If you just feel like a drop in temperature, you should just turn around or go another way.
So you have to keep moving, and as long as your candle's lit, you're probably good. If he blows it out, you just have to relight it and you're probably still good, but you're really in trouble if it goes out and you don't have the salt or you fail it.
The circle.
If you make a salt elliptical or whatever it's called.
Salt circle?
Elongate? No, it's not. If it's not a circle, what is that? What is that word?
Oh, man.
I
want to say oblique, but I know that's not it.
No, that's your sides that I have a really hard time working on. That's your love handles. Planets. Move in a what shape? I'm going to ask Google because that's what people do. I know we already kind of talked about this. Ellipse, elliptical. It is elliptical. That was correct.
No, that's not the right word. It's a much easier
word.
Maybe
I should play the first game and ask questions. No, it's elliptical. It's like a circle that's just misshapen.
Yeah.
That was my point. If you don't do a perfect circle.
Oval.
If you don't bring your protractor, he's like,
yeah.
Too bad.
So those are the three games I discussed today.
Wow. So if is the game's over at 3:33, even if you don't, your candle doesn't go out.
Yeah.
And
that's when you win.
And all you win is bragging rights, even though he might not actually be gone.
Yeah. That's right.
What if the leaderboard is just like, so if someone's like, I won with a Bath and Body Work candle and a full carton of salt. And then the person above them is like, I won with a mini candle and, you know, like a salt shaker from a dinner table amount of salt. And then somebody's like, I won with a lit match and just a handful of salt. You know, that's like the top person.
I don't know. That's like bragging rights or whatever. Or like a scoreboard.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm thinking of like a leaderboard, like I beat default. You know, default is whatever. But you're like, that's the only way you, like, how could you be better at it than somebody else? That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like arcade game.
Yeah, like that kind of leaderboard, I guess. So, like,
you know, put your three initials in.
Yeah. Let's move on to the discussion. Now's the time of the episode we'd like to thank the people who are on our Patreon and supporting the show. And at the time of the recording, the people we want to thank are Avery, Jocelyn, Jody, and Invoking the Tempest. Yeah, it's unique.
I like that one. We're keeping your own name private, Invoking.
Because you gave us that, so that's what we're doing. Figure that's what you wanted. But anyway, those people are on our Patreon and they get to listen. Actually, no, they don't get to listen. They do, but that's not what I mean. And because I lost the last quiz, spoilers, they got to vote on the episode that I would do for this month. Or one of the episodes that we do for this month. And because of that, we all got to interact and pick from a couple topics that I still might do sometime. But also, if you join in January at the dedicated tier or before, you can get this new item. It's only available to those that are on our Patreon.
And it's 100% free. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to do anything. You just automatically get it by being in our dedicated tier. And it is only available to you in our dedicated tier. No one else can get it or buy it. Completely exclusive to our Patreon.
It's an item that is designed by our good friend Eddie. And I'm really excited to put it out, but you're all going to see it's pretty cool.
And in addition, you, like Charlie said, you get to vote. We have quizzes. You guys heard our bonus little Patreon sampling, so it's all that good stuff. Director's cuts, listener submission interviews, tons of extra content. If you're interested, Patreon.com/believing the bizarre.
And from there, let's get back to our episode. That was us talking about cursed games. Man, would you play any of those?
No. I would want to watch. I don't even want to watch somebody play. Like, for entertainment value, yes. But at the same time, you know, somebody could get hurt or killed or have their organs ripped out. I have a scenario. The bathtub one, no way. Like, that one, it's way too arbitrary. It's like, you never actually know when to karate chop. And I get the feeling that maybe you get the relief that nobody's watching you or following you. But I second guess myself way too much. So even if I won, I would still feel like I lost, and you don't win anything.
So from that logic, you can't say that this is unbelievable.
Yeah, I never have logic for anything that is unbelievable. It's just a feeling.
Okay, that's true.
I don't know where you pictured this happening. This is where I pictured it happening. You're walking a street. It's busy. It's New York City. There's taxi cabs, and you're doing a crosswalk. You're going across a crosswalk with 80 other people, and you know that she's nearby, and then you karate chop, and you yell whatever you're supposed to yell, and all these people around, you're like,
crazy.
And then somebody's recording you, and then you're on YouTube, and not for the reasons you want to be on YouTube. So the first one, no way. Last one, I like the rules of the last one. It's kind of fun because you have, like, you know, you're kind of armed. Like, you actually feel armed a little bit. You have your candle, you have your salt. Like, I feel like in terms of traditional, not maybe not traditional, but in more, I guess, video game gameplay where you have a weapon or something, like, I like that you have a candle, you got your salt, so you can, you have some control over what's happening, I guess, so to speak. And you're wandering around. I like that you're not just sitting with your eyes closed, because that's stressful. I mean, it'd be stressful regardless, but I wouldn't do it. But here's my scenario for the second one. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So you rob someone, right? And so it's understood you're not a good person. All right.
Are you okay. cool
with that?
Yeah, sure.
So you rob someone's house and, or maybe you're house sitting someone, but you want to steal from them and they have a safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that there's a lot of very valuable things in the safe, right?
Yeah.
But you don't have the code or the key. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I see where you're going with it. Yeah.
So you go outside, you play the game. Obviously, the reward isn't the year of prosperity.
Protection.
And physical protection. The reward is that everything in the house has to open, including that safe.
I see.
Maybe I'm a terrible person for thinking of that. I literally thought of that almost instantaneously, but I'm like,
no,
I'm
going to
let this play out before I don't want to ruin it there.
That'd be a cool horror movie, I think.
Yeah, it's a robber. So it's one of those inverse ones where, like, the bad guy's the protagonist, so you don't actually like him, but maybe they have a soft heart. It's like Joe from You.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I can't think, or maybe you have a goddamn pickle jar you can't open up.
The old guy who's blind.
Oh, Hush?
Is that what it's newer. Called?
No, not yeah. Hush. That's on Netflix. I know what you're talking about. The sequel just came out.
Yeah.
What about it?
It's like, that's an inverse.
Oh, I don't know who it follows. Does it follow him or does it follow the kids?
I thought it was the kids. I don't know.
I haven't seen it.
The new one's about him, though, I think.
No idea. Kind of like the movie we just watched on Patreon, though.
Yes.
Nobody Sleeps in the Woods 2 tonight.
No,
two.
No one's. No. I
Nobody.
Didn't. I'm still upset at you about that movie.
Not good. But that's my only situation where I could see it being valuable. Would you, Charlie, play any of these games?
See, I was going to use what I said to you. That logically, if I say no, I wouldn't play them because I'm too scared, I can't say they're unbelievable. And I don't think I could play these because I'd be too scared to play them. So I think because of that, I have to at least give them a skeptical. Just because I know we both believe in ghosts, we both believe in spirits, I think putting that out there is asking for something.
That's a good point. That's a good point because naturally I do kind of want to go unbelievable because I feel like...
Oh, yeah. No, there's silly, silly things and I understand why.
It's just too rigid and like initiating. Like obviously there's seances and there's rituals and seances where people initiate.
But that's what a ritual is though, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of like ritual magic. Like, yeah. So I think in some way you're doing some kind of ritual magic.
That's a good point. That's a good point because my inclination was to go unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And even if like, I feel like you could still, somebody out there could still have an argument that I don't believe them to be real. But there's literally no reward, so why even bother? Like, even if it's a 0.01% chance it's real, why even do it? But if you're even doing that, you know, I guess that's kind of like, then you have to take a deeper look at what our spectrum between unbelievable and skeptical is. But I agree, because if I went unbelievable, I feel like I'd have to put my money where my mouth is.
I wouldn't want to do that.
I'd have to buy a lantern. I'd have to buy... Do I have salt? I probably
have salt somewhere.
Yeah. What was I have a lot of candles.
Candles?
I don't bring up Bath and Body Works every week just for fun.
A lighter?
I have a lot of, I have the one of those long lighters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I guess I would just need a lantern. I got a backyard. the real game is dodge the dog poop in the backyard. That's why you have the lantern.
The man in the field would be like, oh, come on.
the Ashton guys. Damn. Now, dude, okay, listen. If it was, you have to go, I don't have a cross, actually. Yeah, I go to buy a cross. Like, oh, why? I don't think they ask you why you're buying a cross. But if they did, it'd be a very awkward situation.
No, they don't. Awkward, it's not a gun.
Situation explained. Like, no. I'm just trying to play this game. But, dude, if the game wasn't to close everything before six, it was to clean up all the dog poop in your yard before six, I would probably just kill myself, because there's no way I'm winning that. And if that makes me a bad dog owner, then
okay. So I kind of gave you what I'm at with this. What do you think?
I thought
you're
I
at?
Did too. I agree. I can't. Skeptical. Because say skeptical? I think yeah. It's unbelievable, but you're right, because I'm not willing to do it. Somewhere deep in the back of my mind, it's because that what if it is real? So
yeah.
I feel unbelievable, but I'll go skeptical just because I'm not.
It's an easy discussion, but it's also not.
It's just like there's like my imagination is large enough to imagine the what if. And it's like,
yeah,
like, what is it? Who's going to scare the crows or something like that? I'll never know.
Who will scare the crows away?
That's the issue. I would say it wrong. I'm like, oh, this is fake. But seriously, it's like you say it six times, and right before you say it the seventh time, it just crosses your mind. Like, are you mentally and physically prepared to hear someone to whisper in your ear? Do you need a scarecrow? Or does that come equipped with the game?
No. He's just there.
He's just there.
Okay. So that is our episode on cursed games. So thank you for listening to this listener voted in topic. What a fun one. It was so much fun to research.
I liked this one a lot because it's very different from what we've done before.
It's very thought exercise-y.
And it's fun because it's you have to imagine doing. Everybody loves games. I mean,
yeah.
Human beings like games. It's just how it is. So it's fun to imagine playing it and then putting yourself in this situation where you're like, would you do it or no? None of these games have a risk reward big enough where I think,
yeah,
there's going to be listeners out there. They're like, I would totally do it, and more power
for sure.
You. But
if you do it, record it. Let me watch.
Yeah. Post it on our Instagram. That's not how it works. But if it was like eternal life or you win $1 million, you know what I mean? Like, you're still risking your life, but at least it seems more valuable than bragging rights.
I mean, there are some games that have bigger risks. Maybe that'll be a part two of the big risk games.
The big risk. Once again, I hope everybody had a happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I hope that time was fun. You got some time away with family. Also, for everybody who checked out the Patreon sampling, I hope you liked that. We don't have to go too deep into that again, but remember, if you do want extra content, our Patreon is out there. And everybody who is a dedicated tier member or joins our dedicated tier anytime in January gets the unique item that you can only get by being in the tier. We'll be posting about it all during January. We're just kind of saving it until then. So if you want to find out what it is that you could get, just wait until the beginning of January and you'll see it all over social media.
Yeah. And if you like the show so far, just if you're like, if you're like just finding the show or something and you like it and you want to leave us a review on Apple or even now on Spotify, that would be very helpful.
Yeah. You know what? Screw Apple right now, because I know there's only like 8% of you that listen on Apple. I'm talking to the other like 80%, and my math is fine, okay? It's not just Apple and Spotify. I know it's 80-20, okay? There's some people out there on CastBox and Google. But anyway, for those of you on Spotify, if you noticed, there is now a rating on Spotify. I don't think you can leave a review. I think it's just 1 through 5 stars. So if you're enjoying it on Spotify, please leave us the 5-star. I don't know how much it helps yet. I haven't looked into that algorithm, but it still looks good. It's a vanity metric and we have vanities. So
absolutely.
It would go a long way and we appreciate it. I think we're already at like 45 or so. So seriously, thank you everybody who's already done that. So anyway, thank you everybody so much for listening. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you are.